The electoral division of Bennelong in Sydney's northern suburbs is one of Australia's most diverse electorates. It is also the latest battleground for Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's coalition government to retain its one-seat majority. And opinion polls have shown Liberal John Alexander and Labor's Christina Keneally virtually even in the final week of campaigning. A news poll published in the Australian newspaper today found the candidates tied at 50-50 on the two-party preferred vote and 39-39 on the primary vote. Opposition Assistant Treasury Spokesman Matt Thistlethwaite has told Sky News he feels Labor stands a good chance of winning thanks to focusing on the key issues.
The Prime Minister and John Alexander aren't talking about the issues that affect people, like the disaster that the NBN's been in the area, the fact that Catholic schools have had their funding cut, the problems with the health system. These are the issues that are really going to decide the election on the weekend, and that's why I think Christina Keneally's in with a great chance.
Bennelong was forced to hold a by-election after Mr Alexander, the incumbent, had to resign over his dual citizenship with Britain. Both parties are keenly aware how significant the vote is, with Mr Turnbull and opposition leader Bill Shorten making frequent campaign appearances. Health and education are areas the candidates are targeting, along with the so-called Asian vote. The Australian Electoral Commission estimates around 17,000 people of Chinese background and nearly 4,000 Korean Australians live in Bennelong. And the 2016 census showed 21% of the people in Bennelong have Chinese ancestry, compared with less than 4% nationally. Labor says voters from those communities are closely watching the controversy that has led China's state-controlled media to accuse Australia of paranoia and racism. It stems from the government's growing concerns over Chinese interference in Australian politics and the introduction of legislation targeting the matter. Christina Keneally says many voters have told her about their worries.
A number of Asian Australians, people from China, people from Korea, have said to me they're really alarmed by the Prime Minister's rhetoric. They see it as Chinophobia. They see it as scaremongering. They see the suggestion from the Prime Minister that people from a Chinese or Asian background are somehow suspicious, and they don't like it.
Mr Turnbull has strongly rejected claims he is Chinophobic. He has told News Corp he has spoken personally with many voters throughout the campaign and does not see it that way.
Well, I can tell you, I've been very, Lucy and I were very well received on the weekend. I've been well received there in the past. You know, every nation expects their leaders, and every nation expects other nations' leaders to stand up for their people. Now, and that's what I do.
If Ms Keneally, the former Labor New South Wales Premier, manages to win, it would end the government's majority in the House of Representatives, leaving the seats at 75 each. The Liberals have traditionally held the seat, although a news poll by The Australian indicated many voters could back defector Corey Bernardi's new party, Australian Conservatives. Mr Bernardi is running for the first time in the seat, and the poll shows him attracting 9% of the primary vote. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has told Sky News she believes many issues go into winning a by-election, and she is hopeful for Mr Alexander.
By-elections are always difficult, particularly for a incumbent government, but there will be a range of issues that affect the outcome in Bennelong. John Alexander is a very popular local member. He's working very hard, and he is a very strong advocate for the people of Bennelong. And I'm hoping that we'll get a very positive result in Bennelong. But, of course, there are a whole range of issues that affect by-elections.